It's June. The outdoor barbecue season is well underway, and if your grilling tastes trend toward steaks, chicken, dogs, and burgers, you might want to consider a little balance by embracing Meatless Mondays. That's what the Philadelphia School District is doing. So let's get cooking with Rachel Atchison, Philadelphia Director for the Humane League, and Liz Fitzgerald, Culinary Literacy Specialist at the Free Library of Philadelphia. Rachel and Liz, thanks for joining me on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Rachel, how did Philadelphia come to join Baltimore and some school districts out west in embracing this program?
Back in October, there was a Meatless Monday resolution passed by City Council that set a precedent for us to go to the school district. And by us, I'm referring to the Humane League, along with a coalition of parents, students, and teachers who really wanted our kids to embrace meatless meals and not necessarily eat meat with every meal.
And Liz, working at the library, you might have looked it up. I understand the term Meatless Monday harkens all the way back to World War I. It had a different intent then.
When food was being rationed during the war, meat was expensive. It was hard to come by. And so there was a push towards giving up on meat for Mondays.
So the intent is very different now, though. Tell us about the new $1 million kitchen that's the centerpiece of the library's new Culinary Literacy Center and also ground zero for the first Meatless Monday event.
There used to be a full-service cafeteria, and it served staff and it served the public. It's been decades gone now. So as part of the fourth floor renovations, we decided at the Free Library to pursue an innovative literacy curriculum through cooking. And so now we have this gorgeous space, and we're going to be doing a number of programs surrounding literacy and cooking.
What's the specific event this coming Monday, and who are you hoping to attract?
So on Monday, June 9th, we're going to be having a demonstration from Chef Kess from Totally Vegetarian Catering. We're also going to be having some information on the hows and whys of Meatless Monday.
We have been specifically targeting families within the district. And so we are working with the school district to design posters that will be up in every elementary school cafeteria, every high school cafeteria, and at no cost to the district.
The health benefits of reducing meat consumption are well documented, but what are some of the non-specific health-related dividends in this program?
Meatless Monday addresses many issues. It addresses both the health aspect, trying to get folks to start out their week in a healthy fashion, but it also addresses the billions of animals that are today confined on factory farms in the United States. And it also addresses the environmental concerns. Factory farms have enormous amounts of waste that they have to deal with. And a lot of this waste translates into carbon dioxide emissions, methane, nitrous oxide, as documented by the United Nations report, Livestock's Long Shadow. Animal agriculture is the number one contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, to climate change.
Rachel, in a broader sense, we hear about pockets of the city where fresh fruits and vegetables are scarcely available. How does this program address those needs?
So Meatless Mondays, of course, doesn't pretend to solve problems such as food deserts. It does begin this process. So it begins awareness that we need to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, and that there's a demand for more fruits and vegetables, especially in lower socioeconomic neighborhoods, which suffer from a lack of availability.
Rachel and Liz, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Rachel Atchison, Philadelphia Director for the Humane League, and Liz Fitzgerald, Culinary Literacy Specialist at the Free Library of Philadelphia.
There was peas and greens, cabbage and beans. It was the biggest crowd you ever did see. And when old man Cucumber struck up that number, well, you should have heard them vegetables scream.